Right now, state funding for school busing comes largely from income and sales taxes. Doyle would pay for it using about $56 million from the Transportation Fund, which gets most of its money from the gas tax and vehicle registration fees. The reason that's a contentious change is that the Transportation Fund has troubles of its own, and the governor has dipped into it to pay other bills in the past. Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch views it as a raid and says it's created a situation where the state faces a long-term deficit if it's going to pay for its roads.
Why you would exacerbate that by going in that direction, I mean, that I don't understand.
Hipsch's GOP colleagues on the legislature's finance panel blocked a similar move by the governor in the last budget, but this year that committee is evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. John Ashley is the executive director for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. He supports the governor's plan and thinks it has a better chance this time around.
Representatives of some of the rural districts understand the impact of the high transportation costs and what that's meant for their school districts, and so I think that there's a better understanding than there was a year ago.
The money for school buses is only one area of the roads budget that's likely to stir some contention in coming months. Overall, Doyle wants to use about $160 million worth of road money to pay for new expenses. He also wants to tax oil companies to help pay for it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.